Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a funky flashback Friday, a football Friday. And so much to get into, even beyond football. And so keep it locked here for the next 2 hours, and you won't be sorry. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter. And Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. And we've both been told we're good follows. So go ahead and do yourself a favor and follow us on social media. All right, Rob, let's go to the NFL. And we saw the game last night. The Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks, as I told you they would. Did you lose some shekels? I guess so.
Yeah, I did.
You bet on Seattle.
Thanks,
you all right? Geno actually played pretty well.
No, but I mean,
pretty well.
I just needed him to score one more touchdown, and I would have been good to go, but it didn't happen.
That interception wasn't his fault either.
They were moving the ball, though. I'm talking about when they settled for that field goal, and they got the ball back with 2 minutes to go.
Right. Yeah, and they had a shot. They were down six.
Right.
So they had a shot there.
Yeah,
but the receiver tripped and fell. And the pass, which, you know, wasn't a bad throw if the receiver didn't trip and fall, was picked off. But that we're going to see a lot of Geno Smith, Rob. And I doubt you'll be betting big on the Seahawks, although they do have a favorable schedule. And maybe that's the only
not with that defense, it can't
silver
be
lining.
I'm
well,
sorry.
They got Pittsburgh, which can't score, coming up. And they got 9 days to prep for them. They've got, I got to look at it, but it's three teams that are, Jacksonville's one of them. They got one in between there. Pittsburgh, Jacksonville, and someone else. And then they have a bye. So they do have a favorable schedule, and they're going to need it because if you hadn't heard, and Steve DeSager just mentioned it, Russell Wilson, their all-pro or Pro Bowl quarterback, is out for the next 4 to 8 weeks. He's got a ruptured tendon in his finger. We all saw it last night if you watched the game. And he has surgery already today. So props to him for just getting it taken care of right away.
Well, you might as well once you have absolutely. It. I mean, it doesn't make sense to wait around because the recovery time. So,
yep. And here it is, Rob. They got the Steelers in 9 days, so they got time to prepare Geno for that. Then they got the Saints, who, you know, can be beaten for sure. Then the Jaguars. So we'll see if they can – best case, I can see them going 2-1. I mean, now they don't have Geno. If you had Russell, you were trying to go 3-1, 3-0 in that stretch. Get yourself back in good shape. Get your mentality together. Get your defense together. Then you get the bye week, and then the schedule picks up again. Green Bay, Arizona, Washington, San Francisco. So, but none of that's going to happen. And, Rob, I mean, they're in a tough division. They're basically done for this year.
I said they were done before this even happened, and obviously this is a big blow. And, Chris, this was my issue. Not Russell Wilson. We saw it last year. Got off to that hot start. You remember he was the MVP cooking. Candidate. He was cooking. Yep.
The leader, the front runner.
The defense. The defense was horrific. If you think the Dallas Cowboys defense was horrific, which it was, Seattle had the worst defense, Chris, last
they
year.
They played better down the stretch, but early on they were just terrible.
You ready? Last year, first 5 games, this comes from StatMuse, okay? Yards allowed by the Seahawks defense.
Are you talking about this year?
Well, I'll give you both. Last year, 2,356. That was the first 5 games of 2020. 2,356.
Wow, that's a ton.
This year, 2,254, the first 5 games in 2021. They are now on pace to have the worst defense in NFL history, just like last year. That's how bad it is. I mean, So
and
I wasn't buying
Pete
into
Carroll,
them.
Rob.
No, I know. I wasn't buying into. I had them not making the playoffs, Chris. Obviously, without Russell Wilson, you're not going to make the playoffs. But I wasn't sure they were going to make it even with them because defensively they can't stop anybody. And I don't. Is Russell Wilson going to put up 45 points a night? No.
I mean, last night they had 3 at halftime with Russ.
And you know what? I mean, they had a touchdown brought back, had a kicker miss a chip shot. They had a couple things going on, and then he threw an interception off of a receiver's hands. But, yeah, they did. You're right, Chris. They're not going to score that many points. So unless the defense gets turned around, and remember, this is the team that had the Legion of Boom. Can you imagine going from that to what you have now?
That was their identity. You're absolutely right. Well, Jay Glazer from Fox Sports said yesterday that he thinks the same stuff that the disappointment that Russell Wilson had last offseason with the Seattle team, he's going to have it again this offseason. And, you know, you wonder, does he try to get out of there? We know Aaron Rodgers could be on the move. He and Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh are throwing rose petals at each other. Could you imagine Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh? If I'm Cleveland, Rob, and an Aaron Rodgers and or a Russell Wilson might be available, I'm trying everything to get one of those two guys. And so that'll certainly be interesting next offseason, especially, Rob, if it goes as you said it will for Seattle, and it looks like it's headed that way. So that's something to keep an eye on. Speaking of poor defense, let's go to boxing where Deontay Wilder – His defense looked like Seattle's defense.
Wow.
In his fight against the second fight against Tyson Fury. And tomorrow night, they get it on for the third time, Rob. The first one was a draw. Wilder knocked Fury down twice.
Did you think that was
fight.
A draw, that one? Because you remember, we were down in downtown L.A. for the press conference. We interviewed.
And did you go to the fight? Because Rob and I went to the fight.
Right. I was out of town that weekend.
I actually thought Wilder, I know he got outboxed and all that, but he knocked him down twice. When you knock somebody down, it's a 10-8 round. And yes, Fury outboxed him, but he didn't dominate. Like, it was, I mean, Wilder was missing. When he didn't knock him down, he was missing wildly. But Fury wasn't, like, doing real damage to Wilder. I know most people think Fury won the fight. I actually liked Wilder with the two knockdowns in a fight where the other guy didn't hurt him. But obviously the second fight, Fury dominated Wilder in unbelievable fashion. And most people, Rob, think it's going to be similar, if not worse, tomorrow night. Do you have a view on it? What are you thinking on this?
I don't know. I was interested in Teddy Atlas's analysis
that was stunning.
That we had yesterday.
He picked Wilder.
He picked Wilder, and most people are picking Fury, right? I mean, the
yes.
Masses.
Although I was on with Skip Bayless today on Undisputed, he picked Wilder.
He did.
I think a 9th or 10th round knockout. I believe 9th. I think Rob Shannon and I picked Fury. I picked Fury in a unanimous decision. And here's my thinking. Like, I don't – most people say Wilder's only got a puncher's chance, and I get that, and Fury's going to demolish him if he doesn't get knocked out. I don't think it's that simple because I think there's question marks surrounding each fighter that really make this intriguing. As far as Fury goes, he had COVID, Rob, in the summer, and I think he had it twice. So has he fully recovered from the COVID? Did that impact him in his training?
And that's what I was asking Atlas yesterday.
Right.
You know what I mean? With all the delays, Chris, and everything, is he all the way back? Did he put in all the work that he needed to? Will that impact him going forward? These are questions we really don't know.
Well, Rob, there were rumors coming out of his training camp before the fight was postponed because of his COVID that he wasn't looking good. And we'll see if that's true. But we know he's entering the fight. His trainer said yesterday he'll be 20 pounds above what he was. 20 pounds. Now, Rob G, they had to weigh in the day. He was, 277? Okay, and he fought at 273, I believe, in the second fight. So that's only a few pounds heavier.
So only 4 pounds.
But
so then it's not
he's going to pick up
right.
weight. He's going to pick up weight, as he, gets his water back. And, you kind of eat up after your weight.
No. I know. I've seen
he
those
might
guys to make
ring.
Weight.
Yeah.
Right. weight. It's unbelievable.
And he didn't have to make any weight as a heavyweight, obviously, but he'll probably pick up some pounds by the time they enter the ring. What kind of shape's he in? Rob, he didn't want the fight. Not that he was afraid of Fury, of Wilder, obviously, but he was looking at Anthony Joshua. Wilder had to basically force him to take this fight because of what it said in the contract. And you wonder, is he taking Wilder lightly? Does he think it's going to be an easy victory? And maybe he's not as sharp as he was in the second fight. So those are the questions surrounding Fury. As far as Wilder, it's the demons, Rob. The history of boxing is that bullies who've knocked everybody out for years have not responded well to being knocked out themselves in a first loss. We can go back to Sonny Liston against Ali at that time, Cassius Clay.
Right, they're not used to tasting canvas.
Right.
So it's a shocker. It really is, right.
And it rocks your whole world because your whole identity in most of these guys is on you're the biggest, baddest man on the planet, to use Mike Tyson's words. And once that's taken away from you, who are you? Well, everything you had confidence in has been taken away from you. So what's left? We saw it with Liston. We saw it with George Foreman, who came back, but it was 10 years later in an Apostle Paul-type religious conversion to him to get his mind straight. And then we saw it with Mike Tyson. Going to the octagon, we saw it with Ronda Rousey. Roy Jones wasn't a bully-type fighter. He was dominant and undefeated, but he was never the same after Antonio Tarver beat him. It's one thing, Rob, if you lose early in your career, right?
Right.
Because you got
right.
no choice, right? If you want to be a boxer, you got to bounce back. But once you've been dominating everybody and you lose later in your career, it's got to be tough to bounce back.
I bet you Floyd would probably quit after he if he say he got knocked. You know what I mean? Like,
it'd be interesting, Rob, because
I don't think this
people,
late in the game. Do you know what I mean? That he
he's smart enough not to fight anybody dangerous.
No.
You know what
I'm just saying, say if he got knocked out, I don't know if he would come back.
If he got knocked out, here's the thing, though. Roy Jones, who used to be, I won't say reluctant to fight, but he was just, you know, he was, you know, remember this? He was playing basketball games.
He played for the USBL.
Fights. Day of a fight. Like, he was toying with dudes and wasn't, you know, pressing for fights. Once he got knocked out, all he wanted to do was fight. And so I don't know if Floyd, I don't think it's going to happen because Floyd's smarter than that. But, yeah, so we'll see. I got Fury in a unanimous decision, 12 rounds. But we'll see if Wilder became
I'm going to go with
boxer.
Wilder only because of Teddy Atlas.
No, I love Teddy, and that made me think, Rob.
No, I'm just
that
right.
Definitely got a brother thinking. So I definitely respect Teddy's boxing knowledge. All right. It's the iCouple, 877-99 on Fox. Simple. What's your prediction for the big fight tomorrow night? Your turn to weigh in with Rob and myself right here at Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, come on and don't take a ride over here. It ain't no jiving. It's live, live. Lakeside, baby. Only here, only on the Odd Couple do you get funk like this on Friday. Credit DJ Alex Teicher, who is dusty right now.
I can't
because he's in those crates. Tom Crady, what we call him on Fridays. All right, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. AutoZone offers free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob, before we get to the calls, I want to say this, and Teddy Atlas brought it up yesterday, like, one of the big storylines here is Wilder saying he got a new trainer. We know he had all types of excuses, and he blamed Mark Breland, who was a great fighter in his own right, Rob. You remember Mark Breland.
Breland, are you kidding? Gold gloves.
Yep. And he
I
was a trainer
his whole career.
For Wilder, and I'm sure he did a good job, and I thought he was right to throw in the towel. Wilder, I give Wilder credit because he was a warrior and wanted to keep fighting, but he was getting demolished. And he wasn't about to come back and win that
no,
fight.
No, your corner man has to do that for you, Chris. Yep. They can't leave you out there to get hurt.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. And so, but he got rid of Breland and hired Malik Scott, Rob, who was a fighter. And I don't know if you noticed, Wilder actually beat Malik Scott back in, I think, 2014, knocked him out. And he ends up hiring Malik Scott to be his trainer because Scott was kind of a boxer. You know, a skilled guy. And so their goal was to reinvent Wilder and give him more boxing skills. Now, obviously, he's not going to become Sugar Ray Leonard in a matter of 19 months or ever. Let's just keep it real. But as Teddy Atlas said, can he develop the rudimentary boxing skills? Like, Rob, he looked like he had no boxing skills in the second fight. But he couldn't avoid Fury's punches. He was off balance, woefully off balance. That some of those knockdowns, I mean, I'm not saying Fury wasn't tagging him because he was, but some of those knockdowns looked like they were due to a good punch that caught Wilder while he was off balance. And so can he get his balance together, his footwork? Can he learn how to use the jab as a weapon and not just a measuring stick? And learn how to, as Teddy said, deliver the big right hand in various ways. So set it up in better than he had been in that second fight, or really for a lot of his career, because he's never been forced to learn how to box because he was able to knock everybody out. But I think that's a big question heading into this fight. And we'll see tomorrow night if he can do a little bit of boxing to aid him in that big right hand. All right, let's get to these calls.
877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in. Nate in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's Nate from Austin, the weekly caller. Man, so glad you guys are covering this topic. I'm very passionate about it. I feel like Breland did Wilder a disservice. If you watch the end of that fight again, listen, Wilder was exchanging punches with him. He was not done. And I think a little bit of stamina, Wilder is going to knock Fury out. I don't know what round, but he is going to knock him out for sure.
Wow. Well, what? Okay,
You're on with Teddy Atlas. You believe
what is
Teddy.
Your explanation for what happened in the second fight? I get it. And Wilder was, he still had his wits about him. He definitely wanted to fight. He's got heart and courage for sure.
Yeah, but also, he was Breland's getting pummeled. A former fighter, Chris.
I agreed with the stoppage, but I'm just saying, like, Wilder wanted to keep. It wasn't like some guys who just have nothing left.
Exactly. He had a lot of fight left in him. All it was stamina. If he just gets his stamina up a little bit. I mean, I still don't think they should have pulled him. I think he still could have won that fight. And if you go back and look at the last two fights, who's been on the canvas more, Fury or Wilder? It's not even close.
Well, no, because Fury went down twice in the first fight. The second fight, Wilder went down like six times. What was it, Rob? You check? It was like multiple times.
I don't think it was six times, Chris, but
maybe it was four.
Wilder has the power to knock out Fury. He just needs a little more stamina. And I felt like he wasn't done in fight two. I feel like he's a better fighter. Fury's confidence is going to get in his way in fight three. He's going to leave his big old head out there to get hit too many times, and he's going to go down.
All right, we'll see. Thanks, Nate. He was knocked down twice. He was knocked down. Wilder was only knocked down twice. Man, it seemed like he was on the canvas about six times, if I remember that fight. All right, anyway, we got Dayton Jones, former NFL defensive lineman, coming up in a moment to talk NFL. And first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, that fight, Wilder-Fury, Wilder hit the canvas four times, but two of them were ruled as slips. So official knockdowns were two.
So he was right.
Because I remember,
you remember him being down a little bit more than that, right?
Yeah. Is our guest ready, Rob G? Okay, we're waiting on Dayton Jones, former NFL defensive lineman, to join us. But, Dayton played in the NFL for 7 years.
Played with the Packers, right?
Yeah, played with the Packers, played with Dallas, San Francisco, and the Las Vegas Raiders. So, obviously, he was with John Gruden last year. So, we will see what he wants to say. He's also from Compton, Rob. I wonder if he knows our colleague Marcellus Wiley.
Maybe from when they were younger.
He's a little younger.
But he's 31.
How old is Marcellus?
In his 40s, right? I mean, he's been around. He's had a long career in the NFL. Then he's been on radio and TV.
Yeah, Marcellus is 46.
Old place. I was going to say, Chris, that's been years. He's not. I mean, I remember
we worked with him back in 2012.
You know what I'm saying?
He retired in 2006. So,
but I'm sure he knows him from the standpoint of there ain't too many NFL players like just from Compton.
Richard Sherman.
Right. I'm saying, but still,
Dayton,
they must know
Marcel. Yeah, I'm sure they know each other.
Know each other, right?
Yeah, inspiration, and you know, you can do it, and
camps,
my footsteps.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Yeah,
all that stuff.
I'm sure.
But we might not get Dayton. Okay, here he is. I was wondering, Dayton, what's up, man? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
My guys, how are you guys doing?
We're good, brother. Look, before we get to the football, you interested in this fight tomorrow night between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury? And if so, who you got?
Oh, man, you know, Tyson Fury is a tough one. You know, the first fight ended in a draw. The second one ended in a knockout. So, you know, I'm looking for the fourth fight, you know. So shoot, I hope Deontay Wilder wins this one so they can run it back again. These are two great heavyweights.
You want another one?
Well, that's a good point.
Because
if Fury wins, it's over. They're not fighting again.
Oh, if Fury wins, it's over with.
Right.
You know,
if Wilder wins, it's going to be a fourth fight.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. You know, it's like a middle school fight. You know, I won. You know, I gave you your run back. You know, you lost again. It's nothing to talk about, you know.
But you're right. If Wilder wins, it's going to be a rematch.
Sometimes I would think.
It has to be, you know.
sometimes I think, like, Chris won't show up for the next radio show after I've beaten him, you know, night after night on the air. You
they
know what
told,
I mean?
I think, if he's a regular listener, he knows that's foolishness.
Oh, I'm definitely a regular, you know, but he definitely needs a rebuttal. So he has his chance at redemption, you know, tomorrow night. And
that's right.
You know, hopefully, you know, made a best boxer win, you know. But yeah. I've definitely become a huge Tyson Fury fan. I want to see Deontay Wilder pull it out. I don't want to have any bias in this fight. You know, I'm just looking for a great bout.
Hey, the story of the day is John Gruden's letter, email from 10 years ago? Where
2011.
Yeah, 2011, where he called DeMarcus Smith and said basically DeMorris Smith, that he had lips like a Michelin tires. And I mean, just – I don't even know how he wrote that. When you heard the whole story and what went down, what's your take?
Oh my gosh! First off, you know, it's never a time. You know, your past will always haunt you. You know, they say what you post on social media, you know, always comes back in the light. Whatever happens in the dark period always comes back to the light. You know, especially if it's negative. And you know, people are always looking for a story, and people are always looking to degrade people, especially if you hurt people's feelings. You know, and I think that, you know, just hearing that, things could be definitely blown out of context. You know, I know John Gruden is a great guy. He did a great job last year with us, with everything that happened with George Floyd and the protests. He made sure that, you know, we stayed together, we stayed banded together. I was in that locker room last season, and pretty much I've never known John Gruden to be that kind of guy. You know, he's always been like a family guy, and he treats everybody the same, but I definitely think that, you know, just having the players that, you know, the African-American players in the locker room, African-American staff, you know, people that work around the organization, the people of Vegas, you know, the people of even Oakland, you know, they definitely – everyone deserves a national apology, you know. Right. And I hate to say it, but that's the time that we're in now, you know, and, you know, people's hearts change. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, he's a racist or anything, but people's hearts change. And I think that if his heart has changed, he definitely needs to issue an apology nationwide, because that can definitely affect the organization and the team's performance. And guys have to answer certain hard questions, and, you know, that it creates a distraction.
No, that's a good comment. And speaking of, you know, a coach maybe losing a locker room.
Yeah.
What do you think about the situation with Urban Meyer down in Jacksonville? Is that a situation? Because I think that comes down to whether or not the players are going to still respect him, and does he have any remaining credibility with them? If you were in that locker room, how would you be viewing your coach at this point?
I mean, I've been in that locker room before. You know, I was there for training camp, but it didn't last too long.
This year?
You said what is that?
You were at training camp this year with Jacksonville?
Not this year. I wasn't there. I was with the Raiders with John Gruden last year, but I was in training camp in 2019. And I mean, wow! It was the Tom Coughlin era. He was the assistant head coach running things over there, and pretty much the locker room was lost. You know, guys were jumping off sofas. You know, wrestling matches, diving on chairs, and you know, pretending that Shakira was the head coach. The culture was definitely gone. You couldn't tell guys in the locker room anything. You know, they were in search for a leader.
Wow.
And some of those guys are still in that locker room. You know, I'm not going to say any names. Some of those guys are still in that locker room. And, you know, when things get bad, you know, fingers start getting pointed. And the first thing that guys are going to say, well, look what the head coach is doing. You know, if a guy gets, you know, put over for a DUI, it's like, what is the head coach doing? You know, he needs to be held to the same standard that the players is being held to. You know, there definitely has to be an accountability system in the locker room. You know, I know Coach Urban Meyer, he's a great coach and a great guy from, you know, I've met him a few times. I know he's a great guy, but there definitely has to be an accountability system, because now guys have to answer certain questions, and it doesn't make it any easier for a guy like Trevor Lawrence to come in and develop. You know, I thought they did a great job with Tim Tebow bringing him in. because I felt like he was going to be the difference. You know, I didn't mind him being on the team and making a roster.
Really?
Because I felt like it was not at all. You know why? Because I felt like it would have been every NFL team has a company guy in the locker room. No matter what organization it is, there's a player called a company guy. He kind of keeps things, he kind of keeps the locker room in check. He kind of keeps the culture in check, and he kind of
the buffer between them and the coach.
Only problem is, but a 34-year-old guy who had never played the position, I think it's just one of many errors that Urban Meyer made. The strength and conditioning coach who got fired for racist stuff. He tried to hire him.
It was definitely tough, But at the end of the day, who's the guy who's going to lead, the locker room now? Who's the guy who's going to be like, okay, there's definitely a lot of media attention that's going on with our team. There's a huge distraction. Who's the guy that's going to rally the team? The quarterback's a young guy. The second-round pick running back, he's injured. Who's going to be the guy? The team is involved. Yep. Around the offense,
We're going to see. Yeah, we're going to see when they start playing games again how they're responding to Urban Meyer. Dayton, great
Thank
stuff,
you.
Man. We appreciate you. We'll get you on again, man. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. Please do.
All right, brother. More of the Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got a lot of big games coming up this weekend in the NFL. We had a great one last night. The Rams beat the Seattle Seahawks in a very costly game for the Seahawks. Russell Wilson, the star quarterback, had an injured, ruptured a tendon in his finger on his throwing hand, had surgery this morning. He'll be out 4 to 8 weeks. And both Rob and I think that pretty much spells doom for the Seattle Seahawks. But the biggest game of the weekend, Rob, and there are a few big ones, Cleveland at Los Angeles Chargers, San Francisco at Arizona, Trey Lance's first start. So there are several games that are going to be must-see TV. But the one, Rob, that I'm looking most forward to would be Buffalo at Kansas City. Buffalo 3-1 and Kansas City 2-2. Surprising to some people. They've been the kings of the AFC the last few years. And, Rob, I've picked Kansas City to reach and win the Super Bowl, and I'm not coming off that right now. But tomorrow or this weekend, I think Buffalo wins. I think Buffalo's going to win this
game. Wow. You got no confidence in Kansas City. Even though they scored a lot of points, it's just what, their defense is too raggedy for you?
It's not no confidence in them. I mean, they're playing. I think Buffalo's a really good team. But the Chiefs aren't playing well on the defensive end. I mean, offense is great. Their offense is better than Buffalo's. It's not a landslide, but it's better.
Is it really?
But the defense,
numbers wise, or you just mean
it's just better. I mean,
no, but I'm talking about numbers. What do they rank?
I don't know. Rob G, get that. But Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He leads it in touchdowns. He's got 5 more, I believe, than Josh Allen. They got a nice running game in Buffalo. Now Allen's good. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're. Offense is much better or is better, but defensively Buffalo's defense is better, and it is a landslide between them and Kansas City. Now granted, Buffalo hadn't played anybody. They beaten, I believe, Miami, Washington football team, and Houston, so they haven't played the greatest competition, but they've been throttling that competition, Rob. And so I think, you know, this is a big game for them. They obviously want to, you know, show that they can hang with the big boys in the AFC. And just to answer your question, yeah, Kansas City's deep offense is better in virtually every metric. They average far more yards per game than Buffalo's. Well, 20-something more yards. They both average the same amount of points, 33.5. So, but like I said, Kansas City's played much stiffer competition than Buffalo has. But that said, I got Buffalo. Defense has been strong, Rob, against the run and the pass. So, and I don't think they stop Pat Mahomes. I don't know who. It's hard to stop him. Obviously, Tampa Bay did in the Super Bowl when his offensive line was depleted, but very few people do. But I think they hold him between 27 and 32 points. And then I think Buffalo is able to score about 35 against Kansas City's woeful defense.
that I think will get better over time, but right now it's horrible.
Why do you think it'll get better? Just like, will they add some people, or you just think like?
I just think that they will. If they want, they got designs on the Super Bowl. I mean, they got some great players: Chris Jones, Frank Clark, Tyron Matthew. Like, they got some good players on that side of the ball. They're just not putting it together. And I think they'll get, but I don't think they'll be one of the best defenses in the league. But I think that they will be middle of the road and or slightly below middle of the road. But with that offense, that'll be enough. So, but I got the upset this weekend.
Yeah, it's hard for me to not look at what Buffalo's done since week one, just putting up the numbers. And if you have a leaky defense, I think you're going to be in trouble. And it'll take the over in this game, right? If Kansas City can score in Buffalo, right? You got to take the over. I don't know. What is the number? Is it 75? You know what I mean? Like, what's the number?
Right.
The
it over should under? Be high. I bet you it's 57. Teams are put on points.
Find out. I bet you it's 57 or something. It's got to be high because these teams both can score. But, yeah, Kansas 56 City.
56 and a half.
See what I say? I call it. I
well, they both average 33.
Yeah.
Two leading scoring teams that. In the NFL.
I believe that would be the number, 57, 56 and a half. But it'll be interesting to see from the standpoint of if Kansas City loses, what would that make their record? Where are they now? That would be.
They're the two of the three highest scoring teams in the league. Arizona's number one. They would be 2-3.
So they'd be 2-3, yeah. That would be interesting just to see how that plays out and how people looked at Kansas City going forward. And then does that damage them? Not that losing to Buffalo is like a knock, but, you know, like the fear of you can't beat Kansas City, I think that might go out the window. You know what I mean? Where people feel like every team feels like, not every team, but, you know, most of the teams feel like they got a chance against them because their defense isn't good enough.
Well, I think teams already feel that way.
You think so?
You know, I mean, they barely beat Cleveland. You know, it took a – well, I don't know if I should say took a, but they benefited from a bobble snap on the punt. Remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Or they might have lost to the Browns. The Ravens beat them. The Chargers beat them by 6 at home. And so, I mean, I still believe in them because they got a great offense. Mahomes is a tremendous quarterback. Like I said, I think the defense will improve and be adequate. It won't be. It's kind of like the Brooklyn Nets. The defense ain't going to be great.
Right. Just
but
enough
it'll be
to get,
adequate.
To get,
right. Yeah, yeah. But if they lose this game, I don't think people are going to think they're not making the playoffs. But it might be a good wake-up call for them if they haven't already woken up. All right, we got an hour left. Keep it locked. iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.